Things to make and do, fun stuff, Scripture Garden, and you may need some assistance with this activity, by Cynthia Rakes Bowden. The following scriptures are missing words that describe things you might see in a garden. Look up the scriptures and write the missing words in the blanks below. Number 1. The scripture is Alma chapter 32, verse 28. It must needs be that this is a good blank, or that the word is good, for it beginneth to enlarge my soul. The answer? Seed. Number 2. From Jonah chapter 4, verse 6. And the Lord God prepared a blank, and made it come up over Jonah, that it might be a shadow over his head, to deliver him from his grief. The answer, gourd, spelled G-O-U-R-D. Number 3. John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine, and ye are the blank. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. The answer, branches. 4. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the blank of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. The answer, fruit. 5. Scripture, Mark chapter 13, verse 28. Now learn a parable of the fig tree, when her branch is yet tender, and putteth forth blank. Ye know that summer is near. The answer, leaves. 6. Scripture, Luke chapter 18, verse 13. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no blank, for which, for a while believe, and in time of temptation, fall away. The answer, root. 7. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 45. Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly, then shall thy confidence wax strong in the presence of God. And the doctrine of the priesthood shall distill upon thy soul as the blank from heaven. The answer, dues. 8. Moses chapter 2, verse 10. And I, God, called the dry land blank. The answer, earth. Number 9. Genesis chapter 42, verse 25. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with blank, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the way, and thus did he unto them. The answer is corn. Kitchen crafts. With an older person's help, you can prepare these refreshing recipes for your family or friends. Either of these recipes would make a delicious family home evening treat, and you may need some assistance with that. Cherry Chocolate Pie by Rhonda Gibb Henriksen. Crust, 1.5 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 3 tablespoons melted butter or margarine, 1 tablespoon water. Filling, 1.5 cups milk chocolate chips melted, 2 cups of cherry yogurt, 1/2 package, 3 ounces, 85 grams of cherry gelatin. 1. Place the graham cracker crumbs in a 9-inch, 23-centimeter pie pan. Add the melted butter and water to the crumbs and mix together. Spread the mixture evenly in the pan and press in place. Chill for 1 hour. 2. In a medium bowl, combine the melted chocolate chips, yogurt, and gelatin. Pour the filling over the crust. 3. Cover the pie and freeze for 2 hours or until firm. It makes 6 to 8 servings. Crumb Pops by Rhonda Gibb Henriksen. 9 bananas, 18 wooden craft sticks, 1 cup graham cracker crumbs, 1/2 cup small chocolate chips, 1 cup light corn syrup, 4 tablespoons gelatin. 1. Peel the bananas, then slice them in half horizontally. Insert a stick into the cut end of each banana. 2. Mix the graham cracker crumbs and chocolate chips together and spread them evenly on a plate. 3. In a small saucepan, mix the corn syrup and gelatin together. Stirring constantly, cook over medium heat until the mixture comes to a rolling boil. Remove from heat. 4. Dip a banana into the syrup and coat well. Then roll it in the crumb mixture and place on a cookie sheet covered with wax paper. Repeat this procedure with each banana. 5. Cover the bananas and place in the freezer for several hours or overnight. It makes 18 servings. This concludes the Friend Magazine for August 2004. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Provo, Utah. Read by Michelle Visaraga and David Shaw. June 2004.